Now we turn to the Masail of Tariqat. When a person is traversing, or you may say on the journey of self-purification and to achieve the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can sometimes go to excesses in matters which he or she does not recognize as such, that they are excesses. And they excesses means doing too much of something. And sometimes they harm the people. So I think people should be aware of this aspect, or some of this aspect, so that it is at least in their mind. So for example, we begin by saying, the Imam says, فرمایا کہ تقوی اور دینداری کا اہتمام تو بہت رکھے, that a person should always be upright and steadfast on taqwa and is following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لیکن اپنی طرف سے, but from his point of view, حتی لمکان, up to the point extent he can, کوئی ایسی امتیازی صورت نہ پیدا کرے جس سے شہرت ہو جائے. He should not adopt any such behavior or such habit or such attitude that he become a distinct attitude, behavior or aspect of his personality, that he becomes famous in people. From his point of view, he should not. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him famous, it is him. But from for example, a person dresses or in any other form, he acts in any other form, which he is just acting, and or he becoming distinct to become distinct from people, and the reason is that he wants to become so that people he becomes and attains fame in the sight of people, that feels very, very dangerous for the person. So even lawful things a person should not adopt. From his point of view, should be that I should not adopt any such thing which I am become famous and I become distinct from the other righteous people, other believers. Okay. Like for example, one person I know that he is not speaking for so many years. Although he is living away from the world, and since about 30, 35 years, he have said that I am not going to speak. Although he can speak, but he does not speak. So he writes, whoever comes to him, he lives in a remote place, and whoever comes to him to ask questions about deen or anything, educated person, so he does not speak. So he is famous as Sai Chup, that he is always quiet. So when this thing comes away, Chup Rana, so it becomes a famous of village after village and city after city. If there is a person who doesn't speak. Bas. So ye, from person's own point of view, whatever his state is, his state, he should not adopt anything like this as such. Or he has, or one person has made his grave or and the tomb on the grave as well and everything there. So then this also becomes actually in people, they speak of that person has made a grave and a tomb. So mazar bhi usne bana le, mazar and a shrine as well on it. So these things and other things as well, a person should try not to actually do those things, because a person, this path is of abdiya, of servitude, and to eliminate yourself and to eliminate the nafs and to destroy the nafs, and this is not a path of becoming more and more apparent. تو ہم جو شیخ کو فالو کرتے ہیں, دیٹ وی فالو دی رائٹیس پیپل اینڈ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان ڈریس اینڈ وی لک ڈسٹنکٹ, بٹ وی فالو دا سنہ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, وہ سنت کے لیے ہم فالو کرتے, ناٹ ٹو میک اوور سیلف ایویڈنٹ, ناٹ ٹو میک اوور پرسنل سیلف نون اور اینی تھنگ, بٹ وی ڈو اٹ ان دا انٹینشن آف سنہ, تو سنت کے لیے وہ کریں, بٹ ادر وائز اے پرسن شوڈ ناٹ میک اینی ڈسٹنکٹ, لائک دی ایگزامپلز آئی ہیو گیون. Like another person who have all, who's always living in, for since long time, they lived in graveyard. तो वो रात दिन graveyard में रहते हैं. So, what is their state with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala? Allah Subhanahu wa Taala knows better. He cannot say anything. But if anything, adopt a person like this and then it becomes a famous in person, it is not desirable that you want. Maybe those people do not want, but you should not adopt anything as such thing which you become. Because this shows that there is still a want, nafs is full alive, and the hubbeja is active. Love of fame and name is active there. So, jab logon se milne julne ka ittefaq, when you're sitting with your family, with your friends, you should try to, you can, you should, lit, don't always be serious, ki aap always zikr mein hain, muraqabe mein hain, with your wife, with your children, with your family, you should actually, to some extent, become free and to have light hearted joke or speak and smile to them, and these things are of deen. It's not deendari, that you're always serious with family and members and just like a statue. So Rasulullah was not like that. So logon ke saath kham ha buzurgi ka, so that they, firstly it is not sunnah, and secondly they will, this is also make a distinct person. And the family and people will feel there is a barrier in them. So, but at the same time, when we say this, to isko ye matlab nahi that you continuously start doing this. The Imam says that, lekin kasrat hargiz na kare, a person should not adopt this frequent, very frequently. Ye ke kabhi kabar, sometimes a person should adopt, but not making it all the time a person is doing, laughing and smiling and joking. कसरत से हंसना बोलना मुजर है. दैट इवन स्पीकिंग इज एक्सेस एंड लाफिंग एक्सेसिवली इज हार्मफुल. फरमाते हार्मफुल चुनाचे ज्यादा हंसने के मुतल्लिक रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड अबाउट लाफ स्माइलिंग एंड लाफिंग एक्सेसिवली सेड दैट विद दिस इयाका दैट बी अवेयर ऑफ इट दैट laughing, smiling in abundance kills, or the heart dies with this. The effect of it is that the heart dies. Dil jo hai wo mar jate hai. Apne aap ko zyada hansne se bachao, Rasoolullah ne, save yourself from excessive laughter, because kyunki hansne ki kasrat se, that having excessively laughing and smiling, excessive laughter causes the heart to die. Jab dil murda ho jata hai, what is the meaning? When the heart dies, dil murda ho jata hai, then a person's iman and amal saliha, they shrink to the very minimum, where a person can hardly perform them. The ruh, the spirit in them is drawn away. There's no, there's lack of sincerity, there's lack of passion, lack of sincerity in them. So zyada bhi nahi. So I say that balance bahut zaruri hai. Balance jo hai wo bahut zaruri hai. And as I said that waqai jab chaho tajruba kar lo, zyada bolne se dil behroon ho gaya. He said that when, if you want, you can actually experience yourself, that a person will speak excessively, the heart will become dead, or it will become dull. The inner self will become dull. Jada bolne se. He said it's like, jaise agar handi mein ubal aaye aur uski rok tham na ki jaye, to sara masala nikal jayega aur handi phiki reh jayegi. So he said that even a person is cooking a meal or a curry, and there is a time where there should be stop, the heat should stop, and if a person does not stop, it will boil so much that all the effect and the minerals and the ingredients and the effect and the asar and the taste of the all the food will go away. It will be burnt with the fire. Although the fire was good, without fire, one cannot cook a curry or cook food. Uske liye fayda to hai. But there's to a balance when it's cooked to the level, then finish. Then put off the flame or the cooker or the boiler, whatever a person is using, then it is. But if a person says that one cannot cook food without fire, so the more it is cooked, the more it is better. So, as you know, it is not true. It will ruin or whatever. So the same thing which is beneficial can become harmful if it's done out of excess. Agar achhi achhi baatein bhi bila zarurat ki jayein, to unka bhi yahi asar. He said, the Imam says that if good things are said excessively, also they have a harmful effect. Excessively, agar zarurat nahi to na kaho. Then silence is better. If there's no need to speak, even the Shaykh are saying that even goodness, good words, if there's no uski zarurat nahi hai, to phir it is silence is better. Good words are better when there's need for them, there's some benefit of them. We said, agar bila zarurat, if without any need, you are just speaking, to uska bhi fayda nahi. So that also affects the heart. People normally think that log ye moment ye tasavvur karte hain ki kalam ki teen kisme hoti hain, that the speech is of three kind. One is beneficial, ek nafe kalam, ek muzir kalam, one is harmful, and one not beneficial and not harmful, which is excess, which is fuzool, vain. So people think one is beneficial kalam, speech, the other harmful speech, tongue, especially when you're doing the sheet of the tongue. And third, the excessive speech, which is not harmful, which is not beneficial. But the Imam says that the mere nazdeek, he said, in my opinion, sirf do hi kisme hai, there's only two types, the harmful and beneficial. Kyunki jo kalam na nafe ho na muzar, wo bhi aakhir mein muzar hi sab hota hai. That speech which is not beneficial, that is not harmful, that also, he says, that ends up it ends up being harmful for the person. So that's why in our sheet, for example, we say that vain talks or useless talk, it ends up being harmful. Although at that time it doesn't feel, person doesn't feel, but at the end it is. جو شخص فضولیات میں مشہور ہوگا, a person who is engaged in excessively doing things, عادتاً وہ ضروریات میں ضرور کوتاہی کرے گا, he will then fall short of doing the things which were required from him, the necessary thing. For example, a person who is speaking excessively, it might be that he should do zikr at that time. But a person who is excessively doing useless things, maybe there are important responsibilities which he could have done. For example, let's say he is switched off on TV, wo news dekh raha hai banda, and then from the news it goes to the other type of news, and the other type of news then actually it goes to the other program and the documentary, and he's so maybe he thinks he's not doing anything wrong because he's just watching news or anything, but maybe it's a time for prayers, maybe his parents need him to attend, maybe it is time he should study, maybe it's the time of zikr. So he said that the person who is doing who is committing excesses, definitely he is missing something which he should have been doing. We don't have so much time to waste here in this world anyway. So normally people think that's why when people ask me what is vain talk, what is useless talk, I say, in which there is no benefit of this world and there's no benefit of the hereafter. So we, as from tarbiyat point of view, we have classed it as actually in disciplinary rule, as the Imam is also actually saying that this is the case. So anything, a person just sitting social gathering, when you're sitting with your family and ओके इट्स नो हार्म इन सिटिंग विद द फैमिली, लेकिन आप कंटिन्यूस यू आर टॉकिंग एंड टॉकिंग एंड टॉकिंग एंड लाफिंग एंड अवी फॉर आवर्स एंड आवर्स, वाइल द टाइम यू शुड हैव स्पेंट इन द इबादत ऑफ अल्लाह, इन सर्विंग अदर पीपल, इन डूइंग दावा टू पीपल, लाइक आई वाज सेइंग ऑन मंडे, यू वोंट फाइंड पीपल हु आर ट्रू फॉलोअर्स ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम नॉट डूइंग दावा एट अ टाइम ऑफ गैदरिंग्स और इवन सोशल गैदरिंग विद देयर फैमिली. रसूलुल्लाह अल्लाह सुब्हान अल्लाह सेड टू प्रॉफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से कुल ओ माय मैसेंजर से हादही सबीली, दिस इज माय पाथ, अदउ इलल्लाही, टू इनवाइट पीपल टुवर्ड्स अल्लाह, अला बसीरतन, विद इनसाइट, अना मी व मन इत्तबानी एंड माय फॉलोअर्स, दैट इज देयर पाथ पाथ. सो हाउ कैन आई बी व्हेन अल्लाह सुब्हान अल्लाह डिक्लेयर्ड इट दैट रसूलुल्लाह दैट इज योर पाथ एंड द पाथ ऑफ योर फॉलोअर्स to actually call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whichever opportunity they get. Family gathering, you are sitting with cousin, you are sitting with family, wife, there will always be things which you can enjoy good, forbid evil, invite people towards goodness. Even you are joking, even you are knowing, you can also, but at the back of your mind should be your real purpose, there is. Those are those things, joking for, they are, getting happier and you're doing, but you should have be concerned the serious for the serious matter as well at the same time, and with wisdom and sincerity giving them advice. So excessiveness, any person who will be engaged in as we say even in on these matters, to usko nuksan hoga. और सिर्फ हंसना बोलना नहीं, से दैट आई एम नॉट इवन लिमिटिंग इट टू स्पीकिंग एंड लाफिंग, जितने भी मुबाहात हैं उन सब की कसरत मुजर है. ऑल ऑफ द थिंग्स विच आर इनडिफरेंट, यू सी देयर आर विच आर नॉट हराम, फॉर एग्जाम्पल देयर लेवल्स, फर्स्ट इज फर्ज, फिर वाजिब, फिर सुन्नत मौकदा, सुन्नत गैर मौकदा एंड मुस्तहब. So 5 degrees, and then the sixth one, which is common in all, both of them, in haram, makruh tahrimi, isat, makruh tanzihi, khilaf ula, and then one is common in mubah, which is called mubah, which is loaf, meaning that it's not haram, it's not halal, it will depend what how a person does it. So he says that all mubahat, all these indifferent matters, where clearly they are not haram, they are not rewardable as such, and they are not detestable as such, but it will depend the situation. He said that if you engage excesses with excesses into them, then they will become harmful for you. Lekin agar kasrat na ho, if a person does not go to the excesses stage, excessively he is doing these indifferent things, and then they can be beneficial as well. With a moderate way, اعتدال کے ساتھ اشتغال ہو تو پھر وہ بجائے مضر کے, then instead of harming they benefit, especially when what is the motive behind them. For example, a person is going out having a walk, وہ ویسے اپنا بیٹھا ہوا ہے, وہ having a bath, وہ باہر وہ سیر کر رہا ہے. Now if the reason motive behind is that so that his body, his mind gets fresh, and he's fresh ho jaye, usme nishad paida ho, so that he can do the zikr or maraqaba or the ibadat in a better way, to wo acha hai. But if every day for 3 hours he's having a walk while his other amal are actually he's falling behind, to phir wo nuksan de hai. Although that walk was initially indifferent, it was not al haram or halal, but it was not haram, but now excessive engagement in there will make it harmful for the person. Jis waqt mubahat ke ishtighal se qalb ke andar qudurat paina hone lage, so the sign of this is, if any person want to know, although it is difficult to know, that how, when it they are harmful for you, when things, these mubahat, these lawful things becomes harmful for you as well, is that when you feel the change in the heart, the lack of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the heart is becoming contaminated and it is becoming heedless, ghafil from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are doing something, maybe it's playing football is okay, but if it is causing you to distract from Allah Azza wa Jal, then there is a kind of darkness entering, then for that lawful thing actually is harmful for you as well. Then he should completely avoid it until actually he can pain moderately. This is why many people ask, they don't understand. This is a very important principle which they use in the tasawwuf and Islam. That sometimes the mashayikh or in the spiritual purification course, a person is stopped from things which are lawful, which are mubah. For example, watching TV, let's say a person says that it is mubah for watching TV. But if the spiritual guide or the teacher or ustad, wo kehta hai ki bhai ye TV nahi dekhna aapne, so that person should not think, ye to lawful hai, it is indifferent, it is mubah. Why I'm not going on the internet, it is mubah, ye to theek hai. But for that person, it is harmful, wo uske liye. Isi tarah koi aur bhi, koi banda football khelta hai. And the sheikh actually knows that bhai, this is harmful for that person. To uske liye wo hai, dusre ke liye, maybe for the other, the sheikh instructs him to do, actually, play that or play a game or actually go and have a walk. So this is also a very important principle, that sometime a person is stopped from a mubah amal for reason which that person cannot know, because he is mariz, wo, he is to patient and he is to suffer in future from that, and the spiritual guide with his insight can see, so he is stopping. But if that person has no trust on it, so then he saying, he'll think that this is lawful, he just said this, and he when he will do it, and he will find after 5 months, 6 months, that then say, I have ruined myself, ye ho gaya hai, wo ho gaya, that has happened, this is my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala severe, while it was the result of what he has been already said. That was the day he was to be saved from this day, but because of his own opinions and own initiative, he has destroyed himself. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for example, in the Quran about alcohol, fajtanibu, that distant yourself from it, fajtanibu, usse bacho, from regarding intoxicating things and alcohol. Now some people who do not have mind, intellect, wisdom at all, they said that it is not haram because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say it is haram. He didn't say don't drink it. Now this is more strong way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even said that distant, don't even go near them. That don't even, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that don't drink it, then the person could say, I can touch it, I can sell it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fajtanibu, isse ijtanab karo. Distant yourself from it. Don't go even near them. So question of touching, question of drinking comes all in there. So if a person says, Aisha, can I go and in casino and play gambling? And the other person says, don't ever even go near the casino. So that person said, he did not say that don't play gambling, he only said don't go near casino. I will play somewhere else. So that is how sometimes people, they apply their intellectual self-declared ijtihad actually to the Quran and Hadith, and then ruin themselves and others as well who follow them. So ye bahut acha usool hai that sometime from them, especially regarding this field of spiritual purification and tazkiyah nafs ihsan, it is utmost important. Many things which are good for some people, they become bad for the others. So the Imam says that a person should distance himself then. Lekar ye mayar usi ke liye hai. He says that only that person can judge that this is harmful for me now or it's good for me. Jiske kalb ke andar, in whose heart with the sohbate sheikh iltizam wa ihtimam zikr wa ta'as saath paida, who has acquired this quality with the sohbat of the sheikh and with the sohbat of salihin and being trained, he has acquired this quality, he can identify for himself, which is that now this, although lawful thing, has become harmful for me, I should not go to excesses in that. He said that, but while for the other, baki mubtadi ke liye, for the beginner, for person, butore khud kush tajweer, he should never choose anything for himself or whatsoever. He should never. بلکہ شیخ سے اپنی ہر حالت کو فردن فرد اطلاع کر کے he should mention his habits or his condition to the شیخ individually, مطلب جزی طور پر طریق عمل دریافت کریں, and he should just act upon what he has said because he has not yet acquired the quality to know when it is, how, when it is harmful for me, when it is not. But after, when he does it, so inshallah he will also acquire this quality, and then he for himself also will know. اور جس حالت کے متعلق جو طریق عمل وہ تجویز کرے, اینڈ واٹ ایور دین ہی ایڈوائزز اینڈ دی ٹیکنیک اور دا میتھڈ وہ تجویز کرے, اس پر کار بند رہے, اینڈ ہی شوڈ بی اسٹیڈ فاسٹ آن دس. بس اس کا ایک ون پارٹ لیفٹ ٹو اٹ, ان شاء اللہ ول کور اٹ نیکسٹ ٹائم. یہ آج اتنا ہی کافی ہے. And this applies to all people, alhamdulillah, especially in this field, that people should be very careful. Many people have gone and committed haram because of this, and that has led them. And initially they were not listening to anyone. They were saying that I am not doing anything wrong. What's wrong with this? So then actually the things come. Especially people who, for example, are at workplaces or college or school, first they say that what is harm actually giving salam to non-mahram, I am giving dawa to non-mahram, and maybe for some people it is good, as I said that some people they can actually, for them they are disciplined and purified for them, for others the same act would not be useful. So they will give dawa less and then shaitan will give them dawa more, and they will actually be dominated by shaitan, and they will, let aside they coming, bringing other person to righteousness or Islam, they themselves actually will be an addition to the party of shaitan. So wo unko ehtiyat karne chahiye. Now anything, any brother who have not understood, because these things are for everyday use, so a person should be very clear about them. You will need them every now and then.